Bye-bye to the byes. Week 15, full schedules the rest of the season. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. Brandon Legal Group pays the bills for this podcast, so you don't have to, so I can analyze games, who wins, who covers, talk about totals, maybe give you a second opinion on something. Brandon Legal Group would love to give you a second opinion if you are an adult male residing in the state of Florida that continues to pay permanent alimony. They'd like to remind you, permanent alimony has not been law in the state of Florida since July 1st, 2023. You cannot, on your own, stop making those payments. But Brandon Legal Group, with help from a judge, can alleviate or potentially eliminate financial obligations going forward. 813-902-3576, or for a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com. My thanks also to Pin Chasers for their support of the podcast, Hooters for their support of the podcast. Quick shout out, if anyone who loves this podcast and is in the greater Tampa Bay area wants to come and hang with us for the first half of the Bucks-Cowboys game at Hooters on December 22nd, I'm not going to give out the location because I would like to convey some details personally. This is not a watch party. This is me getting together with friends and listeners. Many fall into the same categories because of what I think of all of you. For the first half of the Bucks-Cowboys game, if you'd like the details and are interested in coming out and saying hello and having a good time with us for a couple of hours, email me at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Let's get into week 15. The Thursday night game, this should be another good one. As good as Packers-Lions, probably not, but 49ers-Rams. Rams already won this game once this year. When I talked on the Todd Wright Toddcast before the season began about how strongly I felt the Rams could be a factor in the NFC, 3 years after they won the NFC, won the Super Bowl, how they came on last year in a total rebuild year, made it to the postseason, nearly beat the Lions in Detroit in the first round. I put myself out there and said the winner of that Lions-Rams opening, Sunday night game would host that same game in the NFC Championship game. I got to stand by it. The Rams are being described as the team that the better teams don't want to face in the first round, and you just saw why. They just beat the Buffalo Bills, and Josh Allen was unreal. Simply unreal. Now you can say, well, Josh shouldn't have done the sneak. It cost him the timeout. That was a historic game. And what did he just do in the snow, a week or so before? Something historic. So the Rams go to the 49ers. 49ers are banged up, still hanging in there, trying to figure out a way to get to the postseason, whether it's winning the division or not. Probably going to have to win the division to get in, because right now the wild cards look like two from the NFC North and the Commanders. That could change. Rams are catching 2.5, as I see it at the time of this broadcast, 12 noon Eastern time on Tuesday, December the 10th. I think the Rams are very live here. They've already beaten the Niners once. I think they have the healthier quarterback. They have the healthier team. They've dealt with things. As great as Josh Allen was in that game, Nacua was phenomenal. I'm not, if Bosa doesn't go, the Niners just faced a bear offense. I thought they'd get more of a spike off the coaching change, especially because they like the OC and he's cut from the McVay cloth. It didn't happen. But yeah, I think the Rams are a very live underdog in this game. I don't see a lot of survivor play at this point on either team. Moving on to Sunday, Saints. Are we two Saturday games yet? Not yet, right? Sunday, Saints hosting Commanders. Commanders are getting 7. Commanders finally showed something out of the gate in their most recent game 2 weeks ago. They're off the bye. The Saints are now back to without Carr at quarterback, and we know that doesn't go well. So Commanders are a pretty solid touchdown favorite, and I would expect them to get some survivor play this week. It's tough to make a case for the Saints to win this game. I'm sure it can be done, but it's tough for me to do it. Dolphins at Texans. Dolphins are playing better than the Texans. Texans are coming off the bye. Maybe there's some things that D'Amico Ryans and the staff can get addressed there. To me, you know, the Texans have gotten a terrific individual play from Joe Mixon all year. Something doesn't seem right with C.J. Stroud. I don't know if it's an injury. I don't know if he's hit, you know, sort of a second-year hiccup in what we all hope is a very good career after a terrific rookie season. Nico Collins is very good. You know, they lost Stephon Diggs. They're trying to get Dalton Schultz involved a little bit more. Some have said, you know, off that bad penalty and ejection in the previous game against the Jaguars, the Texans are the most hated team in the NFL. Are they developing that reputation? I don't know. But yeah, I think the Dolphins are a live dog here, much as the Rams are alive getting 2.5 on the road to San Francisco. The Dolphins are at the Texans. If you notice, Tyreek Hill's got it going again, or Tua's got him going again. The Dolphins are beating teams that aren't great, but honestly, the Texans aren't great. They're not. And they've benefited from being in a lousy division. They've let the Colts hang around, and the Colts are still in this. Jets at Jaguars. Yikes. ProFootballTalk.com does a review where they write a few paragraphs about every game come Monday morning. It's a very good 5-minute read. Here's what they wrote about the Jaguars-Titans game Sunday. No one needs to know about this game. Or they wrote, no one cares about this game. I think it was needs to know. That's what the Jaguars are relegated to. The Jets find ways to lose seemingly every week. They are a 3.5-point favorite at Jacksonville. Honestly, neither team deserves to be favored here. I don't see any reason to even play this game, but I think you have a very live dog situation with the Jaguars catching points at home. Titans hosting Bengals. Titans on the other end of that bad game against the Jaguars, although Will Levis has been better. Pollard is having a good year. Bengals coming off the short week Monday night. Had set themselves up to lose another one-score game before the Cowboys blocked the punt and then touched the punt and didn't recover the punt. I'm not touching this game with Titans hosting Bengals, and I don't imagine many live Survivor players will either. The double-digit spread this week, and double-digit spreads pretty regularly have not been covered this year. Just recent examples. Eagles didn't cover against Carolina. Thanksgiving. Lions don't cover against Bears. Black Friday. Chiefs don't cover against Raiders. And there were some notable double-digit underdogs winning outright early in the season. Giants are getting 15, as I see it right now, against Baltimore. Blocked field goal to lose against the Saints after they lost Carr. Yeah. So, go at your own risk here with Baltimore. Baltimore coming off the bye. Look, I don't disagree with the number, but I've just seen so many double-digit numbers this year, it's a cautionary tale. Will the Ravens win the game? Probably. Will Lamar Jackson, Mr. Blow double-digit leads, Mr. Not be able to bring teams from behind from double-digit leads, cover that number? I doubt it. Browns are at home getting 4 against the Chiefs. The Chiefs continue to not cover the number, but win. This game totally has that feeling. So, as many points as you can get is with Cleveland here, you take it. Enjoy the Jameis Winston, Patrick Mahomes show. I don't see much survivor play here. Panthers are favored against the Cowboys. So for those of you who say, how bad is it for the Cowboys? You're an underdog to the Carolina Panthers, who have shown life recently. We're back to just Chuba Hubbard at running back. It's unfortunate what happened to Jonathan Brooks, but that seemed to complicate Dave Canales and what he should have done in a winnable game against the Buccaneers, using Hubbard on the goal line in the second half of the game in a goal-to-go situation. This doesn't have any survivor play at all. Do I think the Panthers win the game? I do. Cowboys coming off a short week. I think Micah Parsons has had enough. CeeDee Lamb, you know, did score a touchdown, but he's mentally not there. Dowdle will have a good game. Cowboys now down a linebacker with Overshown, re-injuring his knee, kind of like a Jonathan Brooks situation. I'd take the Panthers here, but not in Survivor. Eagles are laying 4.5 at home against the Steelers. Both playoff teams we're talking about here. This week, the Eagles coming off a game against Carolina. Now amidst talk, one of their injured teammates says there's a problem between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown hasn't been targeted double digits more than in one game this year. It's like Hurts and A.J. Brown don't want to play together. Can the Steelers take advantage of that? Maybe. I think the Eagles are the better team. I think there's less, amazingly, because Mike Tomlin tends to always deal with shit. Granted, you had the Pickens injury that cost him the game last week, although they go on to beat the Browns. Yeah, I think this is another live underdog with the Steelers getting 4.5. I think if you ask any Eagles fan, they would agree. Lions at home, this is the game, right? Off the Thursday night game where the Lions win and the Sunday late afternoon game where the Bills lose, Bills are getting 1.5 at Detroit. I still don't believe the Lions are going to go into the playoffs 16-1. The Bills will be even motivated more coming off the loss at the Rams. The total here is 55. That's one of the biggest totals we've had in the NFL all year. I'll just say the Lions are kind of due for... It's not just that I think they'll lose a game. Some things are going to catch up to them. So another live underdog here with the Bills. I wouldn't play it either way in Survivor. These are two Super Bowl contenders. And if they did end up playing in the Super Bowl, it should be fun. Broncos at home off the bye, 4-point favorite over the Colts. Broncos still trying to get to the playoffs. Bo Nix isn't running as much. Their defense was ripped apart by Jameis Winston. Anthony Richardson's had a week to rest his body, so he's probably going to run the ball a ton. Jonathan Taylor's a very inefficient back, but he's still there. He has to be respected. He'll put up numbers, maybe get Josh Downs back. Wouldn't surprise me to see the Colts keep this game close. I don't see this being an obvious winner either way. I would call the Colts kind of a live dog here, getting 4. Chargers at home against Buccaneers, laying 3. We check status on a couple of key offensive players leading into this game. McConkey for the Chargers, Bucky Irving, who never should have been active. That just shows Todd Bowles is one of these defensive coaches who doesn't have anything to do with offense, and Bucky Irving should not have been active for the game. Should not have been. And that's on Bowles. Irving makes the Bucs better. McConkey makes the Chargers better. Dobbins is already out for the Chargers. I think the Chargers have the better head coach. They are at home. It's not like the Bucs are going to win every game the last month and a half of the season with that schedule. So I do like the Chargers here. The total seems high at 46.5. I don't know that that's probably as strong of a play as the Chargers winning this game. And it's only 3 to cover. If it goes to 2.5, it's even stronger. Cardinals at home against Patriots. The season has pretty much gotten away from the Cardinals at this point. Despite kind of a fantasy-friendly schedule for the offensive guys to put up points or to be productive, they're not. Granted, Patriots are bad, but does Drake May and some of these Patriot guys off a bye have more to play for than Arizona? Sure. By the time this game is over, the Cardinals may have won it 31-6. I just wouldn't play Arizona in this game for survivor purposes or to cover the 5.5. I think your only play here is the money line or to try to grab some value with the Patriots, maybe as much as plus 200 on the money line or with the 5.5. Seahawks are an underdog at home against the Packers. Seahawks have it going on, and they may be better with Charbonnet at running back, who just ripped the Niners to shreds. And Jaxon Smith-Njigba has been playing well for a while. He wasn't scoring touchdowns. Now he's scoring touchdowns. The Seahawks at home as an underdog? Yeah, I like the Packers too, but Packers coming off a loss, still a very young team. Who's the number one pass-catching target? If the Seahawks can just keep Josh Jacobs from controlling the game, although Josh Jacobs did everything he possibly could and the Packers still lose to the Lions. The Seahawks are not the Lions, but the Seahawks getting points here. Neither is a survivor play here, but the Seahawks getting points at home, yeah, count me in. Two Monday night games, Vikings at home laying 7 against the Bears. Bears aren't going to win this game. So it's just a matter of how many points are you willing to lose, or can you get it at 6.5? Are you willing to lay the 7 and maybe get the push? But the Vikings will be in play as a survivor play for sure. Sam Darnold continues to ring the cash register for next year. I told you guys on the Todd Wright Toddcast, Sam Darnold was this year's Baker Mayfield. I told you before the season ever began. And Raiders at home against the Falcons. Who knows who plays quarterback for the Raiders? Falcons are bottoming out. Is this a get-right game for the Falcons? Maybe. You kind of don't want to touch this game, but if I had to pick a side, I would ultimately pick Atlanta in this game. Would be funny if the Falcons played Michael Penix in this game, because that's who the Raiders were planning on drafting, and then when Penix wasn't on the board, they were just like, I'll just take Brock Bowers, which turned out to be a pretty good choice. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Feel free to email me. Remember, I'm getting some listeners together on December 22nd. From 8 to 10 p.m. at a Tampa Bay area Hooters to hang out, talk football, enjoy a couple of hours of the holidays, watch the first half of the Bucks-Cowboys. I'm not giving the location on the air because I want you to reach out specifically to talk to me before I invite you to the specific location to hang out with us at Hooters, which is one of my podcast sponsors. Email me if you're interested, write.todd@yahoo.com. And of course, any other questions you have about winners, money lines, point spreads, totals, parlays, whatever. I'm just coming off. I had a 5-leg same game parlay last night in Cowboys Bengals. I had 4 of them right. No, this isn't a bad beat. I pushed the Cowboys spread from 4.5 to 7, thinking that was about right. So I pushed the 5th leg and still got a very nice 10-1 payout on Jamar Chase over receiving yards, Jamar Chase anytime touchdown, Rico Dowdle over rushing yards, and Brandon Aubrey over 1.5 field goals. So feel free to shoot me any of your thoughts with props for plays as well, as I enjoy doing that like you do. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Survivor Podcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group.